The Gospel According to John.
Introduction. The book of John is very original. It is also a gospel, but very different from the other three. It is written quite late, at the end of the century. The Christian communities most probably already knew the other gospels. The author does not want to repeat them. Instead, he makes a profound theological reflection about Jesus, although without completely abandoning the aspect of retelling the sayings and deeds of the Master. But the deeds are very few, just enough to give support to doctrine. And the doctrine is not the original one of Jesus, the parables, but long discourses where this doctrine is explained as a theological reflection. The author presents himself as witness, and many events present in his gospel appear as told by a personal witness. But most of what is being said is full of symbolisms, many of them taken from the Old Testament. The sacraments of the first Christian communities also appear here, baptism and the Eucharist being Jesus himself the one who makes reference to them. We feel transported to another world while reading this gospel. The direct, simple style of the Synoptic Gospels, allowing us to understand them as a chronicle of Jesus' life, here becomes solemn, theological, and symbolic. A very old tradition identifies the author with the Apostle John, son of Zebedee. It is very possible that John's preaching be at the origin of this gospel, but its writing, as we have it today, is without doubt work of his disciples, some of whom were also called John. Among the many famous fragments of this gospel, we single out the splendid prologue, being the proclamation and announcement of the whole message. Who is Jesus, the incarnate Word, and what is the human drama, to accept Jesus or to take refuge in darkness?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing came to be. Whatever has come to be found life in him, life which for humans was also light. Light that shines in the dark, light that darkness could not overcome. For the light was coming into the world, the true light that enlightens everyone. He was already in the world, and through him the world was made, the very world that did not know him. He came to his own, yet his own people did not receive him. But all who have received him, he empowers to become children of God, for they believe in his name. These are born, but without seed, or carnal desire, or will of man. They are born of God, and the Word was made flesh. He had his tent pitched among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son coming from the Father, fullness of truth and loving kindness.